getting information from war zones, or communicating during disasters such as hurricanes that disrupt infrastructure.
This is a great time to revisit all those things that we take for granted, like turning on a light switch or picking up a cell phone. When those things aren't available to us, ham radio operators can still communicate.
Hinderbitson sees an upsurge in interest in this hobby, which dates back more than a century. The late U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater was a ham radio operator. So was the late King Hussein of Jordan. And so is VOA's White House bureau chief, who reaches out through Morse code and also via more modern methods.
Some people focus on being able to communicate through passing satellites that are amateur radio satellites. Other people bounce their signals off the moon, EME, it's called Earth, Moon, Earth.
Other hams send still images through slow scan television. One used ham radio to call for help while suffering a heart attack at his mountain cabin.
I could basically pick up the microphone and ask for emergency assistance, and I don't have to be dependent upon the telephone.
Communicating from the field with batteries or portable generators, that's part of the appeal. And youngsters are still drawn to the hobby.
There's a renaissance of amateur radio going on at our colleges and universities around our country, and it's largely because there's smart young people who are enjoying the technology. Radio hasn't gone away.
During the COVID pandemic lockdown,
I don't think there's a single lonely amateur radio operator in the world.
Making friends in a time of isolation. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.